Our first scripture lesson today is found from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Well, the first thing we need to do this morning is Jordan and I need to get a mic level here, because I think this is the first time I've spoken with the microphone. As many of you noticed at the door, I was bowing instead of shaking hands. So I'm battling a cold this morning, so I hope that with the amplification, you're going to be able to hear me okay. If you can't, just start waving your hands. And I promise I won't think a Pentecostal service is broken out. So. This is the first Sunday of Advent. I hope you didn't miss that. And on this first Sunday of Advent, excuse me, we look at hope. We celebrate the coming of hope into the world. And in preacher circles, in liturgical circles, the first Sunday of Advent is always known as Apocalyptic Sunday, because we always have one of the apocalyptic readings from the Gospels on this first Sunday of Advent. And we just heard one from the Gospel of Luke that tells of us of impending doom and destruction. And this is all supposed to bring us around to appreciating hope in our lives. I can't help but think of what happened in my previous congregation on the very first or second Advent that I had at Capitol Hill Presbyterian Church in Washington. We had formed a worship committee. It was a creative worship committee, and I'd given them all the text for Advent, and they were the ones who designed the services for all of Advent. And they came up with a pretty radical idea for the first Sunday of Advent. And as a matter of fact, I was having to rein them in, because they were reading these apocalyptic texts in the New Testament and the Old Testament, and they got kind of crazy. Because when people came to church on the first Sunday of Advent that year, the entire church was wrapped in crime tape that led people upstairs into the sanctuary, and the crime tape came down the aisles and down and around the communion table, and We had survival kits on the communion table. They really got into this whole idea of destruction. I think they probably still talk about that. But it is a Sunday where we contemplate that. We contemplate impermanence in our lives. And I want to start here this morning with a little, we're just going to watch. Actually, I didn't plan this, but it works out great because I'm not going to be talking for the next very few minutes. We're just going to watch a slideshow. Everything we know will one day come to an end. Everything. Look around us, and the things we see today didn't even exist hundreds of years ago. And Jesus comes to us with this text about signs in the sky and the sea. And we think of them as being very foreboding and fearful. When in actuality, Jesus may very well just be pointing us to pay attention to everything that's going on around us. When he says, look at the signs in the heavens, in the sun, in the moon, in the seas. He's getting us to look at this amazing creation that we live in, and it is a creation of cycles and phases and seasons and tides. It's a creation where things come and go. We experience bad times, and they're followed by good times. Why, yesterday we celebrated the end of hurricane season. It's an annual cycle, an annual phase that we go through. Nature itself, creation itself, shows us that we live in cycles and phases. This passage talks about distress among the nations. We look around the world today, and yes, we have distress among the nations. We look through history and we see that at the time of Jesus, the people to whom he was talking lived in a very stressful, distressful time. So on this first Sunday of Advent, we are reminded of this. The fig tree. Jesus says, just look at the fig tree. The fig tree tells you that we live in seasons and phases. That the course of history, creation itself, is very cyclical. A very simple way of putting that is to think that regardless of our situation, however good or however bad it may be, we often use that little term, this too shall pass. And that is true. It will. But it doesn't eliminate whatever we're experiencing at the time. It doesn't eliminate the suffering. It doesn't eliminate the prosperity or the celebration. It just reminds us that time is fleeting. But the big question for Advent is, what will take the place of now? Because now, soon no longer is. What takes the place of what we see in the world today? And Advent is a journey to remind us that we move from fear to hope. That's why hope is the first Sunday of Advent. In the midst of destruction and despair. That's why we can look around our world today, and as bad as it may seem to some, there is hope. Because in every ending is a beginning. There is hope. Hope is desire accompanied by expectation of fulfillment. Hope is not just a wish. A wish is oh, I wish this, I wish that. But hope is an expectation that what we desire will be fulfilled. Hope, in the sense of our Christian tradition and our biblical story, is that what God promises will come to pass. Jesus says many, many times to his disciples, the kingdom is near. And in many ways, that's one of the most hopeful statements we find in Scripture, because it is acting as if what we would desire has already been fulfilled. And when we act as if it's already been fulfilled, we are literally fulfilling it. When we live into the hope of the gospel, we are instruments of making the gospel a reality. The kingdom of God is near. Our redemption is at hand, this text tells us. It talks about this mythical character, the Son of Man. Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man more than anything in the Gospels. And it's a very cryptic phrase that is interpreted in many ways. And scholars have not really come up with a definitive meaning of Son of Man. But it's the way Jesus uses the Son of Man. It's always tied to his humanity and our humanity. And that some way or other, this kingdom, this gospel that he preaches and says is near, is intertwined with being fully human. And to be fully human is to live into the kingdom. To live into the expectation of our hope. And what Jesus tells us on this first Sunday of Advent is what we're waiting for is already here. When you look in the rear view mirror on your car, what's the little inscription you see at the bottom? Objects in mirror are closer than they appear. And in many ways, that's what this first Sunday of Advent tells us. The kingdom of God, the presence of God, the fulfillment of hope is closer than you think. And that's what gives us even more hope. Because what may seem like an end is actually a beginning. And what may feel like fear is really the birth of hope. Amen. If you were paying attention to the words of that hymn, it's a beautiful, beautiful transition from last week's Christ the King Sunday into the first Sunday of Advent. Because it starts off saying, "Lift up your heads, you mighty gates, as the King arrives." But then all of a sudden in the second verse, we discover the kingdom is in our hearts. Open wide the portals of your hearts. And so as we move into Advent, we are reminded that this is a time of transformation in our lives. And it is transformation that is grounded in hope. Hope. Expectation of fulfilled desire. Let us go into the day. Let us go into Advent filled with such hope. Amen. Thank you.